This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hello, and welcome to This Day in History. Here's what happened on June 7th. As people across the country look forward to celebrating Juneteenth in less than 2 weeks, we look back to this day in 1979, when Texas passed a bill that made it the first state in the nation to recognize Juneteenth as a state holiday. Juneteenth marks the day in 1865 when, some 2 months after the Confederate surrender, federal troops finally arrived in Galveston, Texas, and announced that all enslaved people were free. Juneteenth is now celebrated in 47 of the 50 U.S. states. Also on this day in history, in 1776, a resolution in favor of American independence from England was presented to Congress by Richard Henry Lee, and the Battle of Midway came to an end during World War II. That's all for today in history. Tune in tomorrow to learn a little bit more about the world around you. And of course, have a great day. Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.